We're talking about ATV trails in Wisconsin. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to the State Cartographer's Office, Wisconsin has more than 1,800 miles of all-terrain vehicle trails and intensive use areas available during the spring, summer, and fall months. And in the winter, the trail access balloons to more than 4,200 miles open to riders. ATVs and utility task vehicles now share many of Wisconsin's roadways. Is your community looking at adding ATV routes? What do you think about the possible change? Do you support the route? Do you live near an ATV trail? What has that experience been like? We're at 800-642-1234. Heather Gutchalk is the recreation warden with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and she covers seven counties in central and northeastern Wisconsin. Heather, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give us a snapshot of ATV trails in Wisconsin. How many trails do we have here? Do they cover? How do they cover our state?
The majority of our trails are, of course, northern and western Wisconsin, with there being some like railroad grade, old railroad tracks converted into trails down the southwest part of the state. The eastern, southeast, central, and a portion of the northeast part of the state is kind of lacking in the trails. And in those areas, you've seen an increase in ATV-UTV routes.
So how are ATV trails regulated in Wisconsin?
State Statute 2333 is the statute that regulates the operation of ATVs, whether you're on a route or a trail. A lot of the trails in northern Wisconsin go through some of the federal land and some of the state land, and then they're privately maintained by clubs and organizations that are ATV-orientated.
Can you explain the difference between a route and a trail?
A trail is strictly off-road. It's someplace you would not expect to necessarily operate a regular motor vehicle. They're narrow, and they're just that. They're a trail. They're completely off-road. A route is on the improved portion of a roadway where you would expect to operate or see somebody operating a truck or a car that could be paved. It could be, if you're up north, a section of gravel road that's seasonally or that's maintained throughout the year. So routes are on roads or in some cases sidewalks. Trails are off the beaten path and they're just at their trail.
Well, Heather, on the beaten path, though, these routes, they can't be interstates, I understand, but you could even go on some county highways?
That is correct. Based on ordinances that are created by municipalities and, in some cases, counties, they can open up some highways to ATV traffic. There is a state statute passed, an act passed couple years ago that opened up highways posted 35 miles an hour or less to ATV, UTV traffic. I guess one thing I just want to mention is there's no such thing as a UTV route.
Okay.
ATV routes are open to UTVs unless posted otherwise. So as we have our conversation, if I just say ATV route, that includes UTVs as well.
We're talking ATV trails in Wisconsin with Heather Gutchalk. She is the recreation warden with the DNR. Do you ride ATV in Wisconsin? Where do you go and how often do you ride? What are your favorite trails? Where do you find that it is inaccessible to ride? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Jay now, joining us from Birchwood. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind about ATVs?
Well, my wife and I recently bought a home in the country, northern Wisconsin, on a paved road, and come to find out it is an ATV or UTV route, whatever. They both ride up and down, and the last thing we would like to see is expansion because it is a major problem with noise. The trails are all torn up and eroded. We like to ride bike. and you can't ride bike on them. So, you know, we're considering moving, but as we travel throughout the state, we see that they're becoming more and more everywhere. So,
Jay,
check me off for somebody who's not in favor of expansion.
Jay, thanks so much for the call and those thoughts. Jay, very concerned about the wear and tear on these trails. And then there's the noise, Heather.
Yep, Jay is not alone in his concerns. We have seen influx in the development of ATV routes, and that is one of the concerns is the noise. Not everybody is an ATV or UTV owner or operator, and they can be loud. There are restrictions, laws that restrict the noise level on them. But some people modify them, and they're not a silent machine. I mean, they do make a certain amount of noise as they travel down the road. As far as the trails being tore up, they do cause some damage. They have big tires on them, and that's why the clubs spend money to maintain the trails. A lot of the routes, or the majority of the routes, they do not allow the operation of the machines off the paved portion because of the damage that could occur to the shoulder. And the municipalities don't want to expend that kind of money to continually fix those shoulders, so they're restricted to operating on the paved portion. But he's not alone in his concern.
So why have Wisconsin counties added more ATV options across the state in the past few years?
The number of ATVs and UTVs being purchased and registered with our agency has surpassed snowmobile registration. The use of them is obviously on the increase, and people want to use them. They want to use them. They've gotten the machines themselves have changed, especially UTVs. They want to use them to travel to their hunting land, to travel downtown to go get groceries, or you know, whatever you do downtown. So their use has changed. The number of them being purchased and used has increased, and with that, people want to use them. So they're pushing their municipalities, their townships, to make these routes so they have a place to use them, so they don't have to travel up north or over to Clark County or someplace like that just to use a machine that they just spent a great deal of money on.
Well, let's bring in Debbie now. Debbie in Genesee. Hi.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So we have a Razor 1000. It's a desert edition, and we are Wisconsin residents, but we go out to Arizona during the winter and bought it from a place here in Wisconsin. But the wheelbase is it's 64 inches wide, and we've often been told that we can't use it on the trails. Do you know what the here in Wisconsin? Do you know what the actual width is of these UTVs, the maximum restriction?
Well, it differs. I gotta find the definition of the ATV. Anytime you have a machine that is modified outside of the definition of ATV or UTV, then it no longer is considered an ATV or UTV by Wisconsin statute. And I believe the federal forest routes, I believe those are 55, but I will have to.
Do you see, Heather, a lot of variation on how these ATVs are built and their wheelbase and things like that?
Not so much in the ATVs.
Okay.
We're seeing a change in the UTVs. They are just like her UTV. Hers is probably modified for the desert use, but we're seeing manufacturers making them wider than the legal size.
Well, let's bring in Peter now in Baraboo with thoughts on this. Hi, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I serve as the chair of the Sauk County Board of Supervisors, and our highway committee has done extensive work on the ordinances that control the use of ATVs, UTVs, trying to find the middle ground between those who enjoy the utilization of these vehicles and, of course, those who are on the routes We have asked the clubs to take more responsibility in filling out specific forms that along the route show that the residents are in favor. These are time sensitive, and so if a resident determines that it's no longer applicable, that can be brought to the Highway Committee. We are, like most others, I think, caught in the middle ground between trying to find a solution that supports the growth and utilization of these vehicles from an economic development standpoint, at the same time protecting the environment and the safety of both those who use the equipment as well as those who are subjected to its use. So I believe that it is going to be very important that we elevate this from a municipality, town, city to a more universal look from a state standpoint of finding ways in which routes can be connected that do not include major county roads or highways, many of which become restricted. So I've been asking that there be a statewide commission to take a look at not just the utilization and what is happening in terms of its growth, but helping to plan as they do various transportations. Yep.
Peter, thank you.
Yeah. It's a critical factor.
Thanks so much for bringing your thoughts from the Sauk County Board of Supervisors and the approach that Sauk County is taking as we look at ATV trails, these routes, with Heather Gottschalk. She's the recreation warden with the DNR covering seven counties. Do you work for a township or a village that doesn't have an ATV route? What's your take on these? Should Wisconsin add more routes? Should it take up a commission here? 800-642-1234 to join in. We'll get back to this in just a minute. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Wisconsin's approach to creating ATV trails and routes here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and there are groups that want to keep out ATVs, as we've been hearing. Ann Brower is with the Alliance to Preserve Boulder Junction, and she told WPR the region's connection to the wilderness is its main economic asset, and that's something too many loud ATV motors could put in jeopardy.
For more than 100 years, people have come for this very reason. Can we protect it for the future?
Do you live in an area that is trying to keep out ATV routes? Explain your position. What's your take on them? 800-642-1234. Heather Gottschalk stays with us. She is the recreation warden with the DNR covering seven counties. Let's go back to the phones now. Greg is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Greg.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I just had a quick. I had a quick question. I have a cabin up in Ainsworth County that is right on the border. Actually, my land borders an ATV route. What I'm wondering is if there are any laws or regulations that limit the amount of time that these machines can be on the trails. We've had ATVs come out of the woods midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, and not only is it a noise factor, but in my opinion, it's also a safety factor. And like lakes have wake rules that you can't make a wake or have noise after 4 or 5 p.m., depending on the lake. I'm wondering if there's something that applies to the ATVs.
Thanks, Greg.
In general, no. If there was a restriction on hours, that is generally created in an ordinance by the local municipality. I have not seen it on a trail. They could only create an ordinance that they have, only create an ordinance for a trail that they have control over that trail within their jurisdiction. We do see some ordinances for routes that have time restrictions from, let's say, 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., for example. Like I said, I haven't seen it for trails, but I'm not in an area that has a lot of trails. I have mostly routes, and I have seen it routes. So it would be something the local municipality would have to create an ordinance for.
Let's bring in Judy now in Verona. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I am against allowing ATVs and UTVs on bicycle trails. I've been on trails that have allowed both. And once an ATV is on those gravel bike trails, they're not usable anymore for cyclists. They're too rutted. And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy. You know, what is the compatibility there, Heather, as people use these trails for other things, whether it is biking or hiking?
For your majority of your railroad grades that have been converted for bike trails, it's unusual. They do exist, but it's unusual that they would allow ATVs on them because there's so much time and money spent creating that platform for the bikes. I used to work for the parks, and one of the areas that I worked was on a bike trail. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. So they generally don't allow ATVs on there, but there are some that don't have quite the same base on them, and they haven't spent as much time on them. They were created more as a dual use trail. So they do allow ATVs on them, and yes, they do. Over time, they will create loose gravel and ruts. By the nature of the tires, that is going to happen. And it does, for a road bike, it makes it very dangerous. For a mountain bikes can tolerate a little bit more, but it can still make it an uncomfortable ride if you're looking for something smooth. As far as compatibility, for the most part, I think they try and keep the ATVs on their own trails. If you want to go hike on an ATV trail, it's kind of the responsibility of both the hiker and the ATVer to operate safely and such that you can avoid hitting anything legally on the trail. And it's up to the hiker to, you know, be attentive to their surroundings, and if they hear an ATV, maybe step off the trail.
We're talking with Recreation Warden Heather Gottschalk from the DNR. We're looking at these ATV trails and routes. And earlier, Heather, we heard from the Sauk County supervisor who said, look, we're trying to find a middle ground here. What would you tell communities as they grapple with finding that delicate balance and they look to add ordinances?
Communication. They need to have those meetings, and the public needs to attend them. It's not oftentimes what we'll see is we'll just see the people that really want it that'll be there. Or if it's such that it's, you know, the whole community doesn't want it, then the people that don't want it show up. But it's rare that we actually see a good showing on both sides. I've attended quite a few town board meetings to answer questions, and you got to show up. If the meeting's there, you've got to show up, and you got to get your friends to show up too. And then we need to communicate and see what each other's concerns are. I commend the Sauk board for doing what they're doing, because that's the way to make it work. And as well as looking countywide, you go from county to county instead of township to township. That is a concern of a lot of law enforcement agencies. It's very difficult to know what all the laws are within each little township, to have all those ordinances memorized. And the county patrols have made it known that they would be interested in moving from townships to county to county to county, and or a statewide organization to make all the routes the same.
More seamless.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Mike now in Milwaukee. Hi, Mike.
Hi. And first off, thanks to the officer for coming on and talking. Thanks for your service. It's a thankless job, I'll tell you. The concern that I have, I call him from Milwaukee, but I recreate, and family has a place in a small town in Russ County, and we have UTV route or ATV route right next door in the city, and we have ATV routes elsewhere in the county that we're associated with. And it's the usual suspects, the same people that are speeding and have mufflers cut off or no mufflers bored out, or what have you, on ATVs are the same ones that have it on their motorcycles. They're the same ones that have it on their trucks. They're the same ones that have it on their cars. They have it on their snowmobiles. The problem is enforcement. It's not about whether the ATV is there or not. It's, are we enforcing the rules and regulations around the use of those ATVs and whether they have proper noise restrictions and so forth. That's if you really want to expand the use of ATV. For those people who want to expand the use of the ATVs, you're going to have to, you know, work with law enforcement like yourself and figure out how we can enforce the use laws.
And Heather, I want to jump in there, Mike, because we're short on time. Heather, do you see that enforcement is an issue?
It is. All agencies seem to be short-staffed. They have a lot on their platter, and quite frankly, when it comes to ATVs, unless it's something that happens in front of them, while they're going from point A to point B, it's difficult for them to focus an actual patrol on those. Now, we do reimburse the counties for recreation patrol, so we try and get that out there. We have special enforcement details when we know there's going to be a heavy use weekend. We try and get as many officers over there or wherever that's at as we can. But it's definitely, I mean, there's can't be every place all the time. And inevitably, if the loud mufflers on the east side of the county, you're on the west side of the county, and by the time you get over there, they're gone. So self-enforcement with other riders also helps. The caller is spot on with his concerns. It's always one bad egg that makes the rest look bad. And I just want to answer that lady's question about the width. The UTV has to be no wider than 65, and an ATV is no wider than 50.
Well, Heather,
still listening.
Yeah, Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Heather Gutchock is Recreation Warden with the Wisconsin DNR. She covers Green Lake, Marquette, Outagamie, Wapaka, Washera, Winnebago, and Calumet counties. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.